you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to discuss with everyone hygiene in our teeth, in our mouths. So now for some of us, so for myself, I am very, very particular about my teeth. I am constantly going to the dentist as often as I can. I brush my teeth every single day, twice a day. Usually twice a day, but definitely in the morning before I leave. But myself, like the rest of us, like many of us, I do care about my teeth and the health state and my hygiene when it comes to my teeth. I'm very particular. I had braces growing up. I have a permanent retainer in behind my teeth. So I'm very particular about my teeth. I've been going to the same dentist. Shout out to my dentist, Dr. Matsuoka. basically my whole life. I think I've been with her since I was like young elementary school, like maybe 7, 8. So I've been with her my entire life, and she has always helped me keep, you know, good health hygiene. My only time that I ever experienced the onset of a cavity was the summer after I returned back home from college, after doing a year away. So the summer in between my freshman year of college and my second year of college. And she yelled at me like she was my mom. She was very disappointed in me. And we still joke about that because she really was upset with me in getting a cavity. And she, of course, was like, it's because you're eating all that junk food over in college. And most specifically for me was the fact that I love, 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 love Vietnamese coffee. And if you have never tried iced Vietnamese coffee, you are missing out, my friends. This is a health and wellness podcast, I know, and we are about to discuss how to take better hygiene, better care of our mouths, and also some warning signs that our teeth can give us as far as our health is concerned. And I am discussing Vietnamese coffee. Dr. Matsuoka, if you hear this podcast, I am sorry. But I love it. I do. It's one of my guilty pleasures. I love Vietnamese coffee. But with Vietnamese coffee, as well as other things in life, good or bad, everything needs to be done in moderation. And so when I had that first scare as far as getting a cavity, when I was, I think, like 19 years old, I made sure to kind of tone it back, as well as some other things that I have done, some tips that I'm going to share with you guys to kind of stop. And what I've done my whole life as far as to not get many cavities, and also some things that we all can do that we can all incorporate into our daily lifestyles that are going to potentially prevent gum disease and other like tooth decay and other things later on as we grow up, as we age, as we get older, as the enamel on our teeth starts to thin. And things that we can do, you know, warning signs, because our mouths tell us a lot about the health of our body. You know, that people, we discuss like things that your eyes can, signs that you, warning signs about your health that you can see through your eyes, through your mouth, with your teeth, your tongue, your gums, as well as, it's not always just a tummy ache or you have to sprain something or hurt something or, I don't know, cough up blood to know that something is going on internally, especially something wrong. But our mouths can tell us every single day. And if we pay attention to certain warning signs, we can perhaps not only prevent certain things, but catch things before it truly becomes detrimental. Now, mouth hygiene is very, very important. I know, and I've always been told that, I've always heard at least, that mouth hygiene and going to the dentist is a luxury. And it's very sad because, like I said, a lot of things can be prevented if we take good care of our teeth. People are concerned about the way that your teeth look, you know, braces or teeth whitening, which I'm going to get into later on into the episode, some natural ways to kind of help remove those stains and prevent staining of the teeth in the first place. But then, you know, there's more to it than just having white teeth, and there's more to it than just having straight white teeth. There's a lot going on when it comes to our teeth and our health. So let's just jump right into it. So some warning signs that we definitely need to go to the dentist. Now, you should go, at least they recommend a minimum, depending on the state of your teeth, a minimum of twice a year. To go get, you know, a checkup, to get your teeth clean. They scrape off all the plaque. They take x-rays of your teeth. And I most recently just went to the dentist, I think like about a month ago, and they had to do 18 x-rays of my teeth. Every single angle, front, back, sides, front, I don't know, the molars, all that, my chompers, everything. And it was very, very uncomfortable. And I get that that's why a lot of people don't like going to the dentist. I personally love going to the dentist because I know that they're going to take care of my teeth, and that has to do with my appearance and things like that. But this, I'm not going to lie, this most recent time that I was at the dentist, I left a little sour. I did. My teeth hurt. They did. It had been a year actually since the last time I had gone to see the dentist, just because of, like, you know, my foot surgery that I have discussed with you guys before in previous episodes, made it really difficult because I really couldn't go to the dentist with an open wound like that. It was considered an open wound, at that time. So it was very tricky as far as getting in to see the dentist. And so they had to update my x-rays. And they have like this new water pick that my mom, she went to the dentist and she likes the water pick, whereas I don't like the water pick. It's kind of helps them remove and loosen up some of the plaque that can build up on your teeth. I hated it. So this was actually my first time leaving the dentist, a little bit of a sourpuss. But like I said, there are some warning signs to look out for when it comes to your teeth, and where you may need to go in a little bit sooner than the average twice a year checkup. And it really is important that we know about these warning signs so that we can, whether you have children or loved ones, maybe you can help spot it as well, just to kind of help them in their health too. So we are definitely going to jump into that. So I'm going to jump to a quick break. And when I come back, there are some things, some warning signs that I wanted to share with you, as well as natural ways to whiten your teeth. Because yes, teeth hygiene and being very careful about like tooth decay and gum disease is very important. But I also understand that we do care about whitening our teeth. And so I want to give you guys some alternatives to bleaching your teeth. So keep it locked here. I am Pauline, and you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone. And so I want to start right away because there's a few that I wanted to share with you guys of warning signs when we need to go see the dentist, like right away. And this can happen right before your 6 month checkup. So it's like perfect. Boom, let's get in. Let's discuss this. Let's talk about it. These are some of my concerns. But then there may be a time where you're in between your semi-annual dentist checkup and you're kind of concerned. And these are some warning signs to look at to where you may actually need to see the dentist right away. And so one common one, which is kind of simple, is tooth pain. So if your teeth hurt when you're eating, just in general, when you're speaking, or just when you're not doing anything, if your teeth are hurting, then something's wrong. Now, it could be, you know, sometimes we experience like tooth pain because we, I don't know, especially when you're a little kid, jawbreakers. I don't know if those are still as common or popular amongst treats with kids anymore, or you might have bit something, like I said, too hard. But if it persists, you know, all day long, or and then, you know, you realize that your tooth has been hurting for, you know, going on 2-3 days, then it could be an infection, or it could also be something wrong deep in the root of your tooth as well. And so that's something that is really, really important that you might want to get checked out, especially if and if you've had cavities, then, you know, you have some tooth sensitivity as well when it comes to, you know, the development of or a full blown cavity. So that's something else that you definitely want to get checked out because it could be a cavity that you need to get filled. Inflamed gums are another warning sign that you want to keep out a lookout for. So if your gums are swollen and inflamed, if every single time you floss and brush your teeth, there's blood, you know. When you're flossing, there's a little bit of blood and your gums are sensitive. You really should make a reservation with your dentist because it could be hardened plaque that has accumulated under there. And so that you do need to get your teeth cleaned, as well as it could be the sign of early onset of gingivitis, or you could potentially lead to tooth loss if your gums are damaged. And so that's something that you definitely don't want to happen, especially if we're trying to achieve our best looking teeth, is inflamed gums. Now, white spots on the teeth are another warning sign of dental decay. So it could be, now decay is when there's like an infection in your teeth and your enamel actually starts to dissolve. Now, enamel, you can't get it back. We got to protect what we have. And so, and it could be, you know, acid from certain bacteria that are causing now white spots on your teeth. And it could just be, something that you don't really notice right away, but it could get worse. And that is definitely something that needs to be treated, and, you know, discussed with your dentist. And then also kind of, this kind of runs back to what I was saying with tooth pain, but sensitivity to cold and hot. And that could, again, be a sign of tooth decay. And especially with, and it's making my teeth kind of like hurt right now discussing this because, you know, there's a difference when you're just like taking a bite into a popsicle or chewing a scoop of ice cream. I don't know. Sometimes people do that, or sometimes you accidentally do that. You're biting into a drumstick and because you're trying to get the cone, you get some of the ice cream too. Okay, that happens. But if it's always happening, every time you drink ice cold water or you're eating warm foods and things like that, if you're always experiencing these kind of symptoms, again, this could be another sign of tooth decay. And so, and also a cavity as well. So, and you definitely want to treat cavities as early as possible. So it shouldn't be something that you put off for a while. And then also, and we all know that we should be brushing our teeth every day, right? Minimum 2 times a day, minimum. If you're really good about it, if you've ever had braces, then you know that you're really technically supposed to brush your teeth, especially when you have braces after every meal, which I know can be a hassle. I know that it can, but you know, it's a big deal, and it does help with hygiene because it just helps clean your mouth, basically. And then just any kind of sores around or inside your mouth, discoloration of your mouth, your gums, your tongue, the inside of your cheeks, if those areas start to turn color, if you start noticing like white bumps, a lot of lumps, discoloration underneath your tongue, the roof of your mouth, the insides of your cheeks, inside of your lips, those are other reasons why you really need to see your dentist. And especially if you notice it one day and it just continually gets worse, or even if it stays the same, but it's just there and it lingers for a long time, that's definitely something that you might want to, if you're able to, like, I don't know, sometimes you're able to take pictures of certain areas, because you know how sometimes you may be experiencing pain or discomfort or something odd is going on. Take a picture so that, one, if you're not able to see your dentist or doctor right away, because, you know, sometimes you may call today, but they don't give you a reservation for another 2 days. Maybe it changes. The symptoms may change. It may go down. It may get worse. But at least you can kind of have like a baseline, or you can say, this is what it looked like when I called. And then it can help you describe what's going on. And your doctor can see exactly what it is that you're trying to describe, because we all know that there's times when we describe one thing, but others picture it differently in their mind. And so that will definitely help if you have sores in or around your mouth, taking pictures of that. If something's on the bottom of your lip, you know, you can pull your lip out, take a picture, have someone take a picture. You can always use your phone and do like the front facing camera if you're a little bit embarrassed or you don't want somebody else to see, you know, a symptom. That's totally fine. But it's something that you should be able, that's just a trick that I've learned throughout my years. I think my mom's probably taught me that, we do just take a picture so that you can remember, or you can send it to your doctor. Sometimes through certain medical providers and dentists, you're able to send it via email, and so that they can actually maybe even have a quick consultation of your symptoms right away and prescribe you something just via email, because you've sent them pictures and they're able, and you don't necessarily need to go in and make a reservation. You can just skip that step. And then also dry mouth can be another indicator that, one, it could be due to medication that you're taking. It could be due to being dehydrated. It can happen just because, like right now, honestly, I'm getting a little bit of a dry mouth because I'm talking so much. And I haven't had that much water this morning, so I'm getting a little bit cotton mouth right now as I'm speaking to you guys. But if you are, you know, out of nowhere and kind of for no reason able to deal with sudden dry mouth, then it could be a reason could be bacteria developing in your mouth, or, you know, mouth disease. That's all symptoms of things that could be a problem within your mouth. And then also, and this kind of goes hand in hand, having bad breath is also a sign of gingivitis. Now it could just be that, yeah, you did eat a steak fajita and you probably should have brushed your teeth or brought a mint because you had a steak and onion fajita. Now your breath is kicking. It happens to all of us. But as long as you enjoy that steak fajita, that's all I got to say, is cool. But if you are doing and maintaining a healthy regimen when it comes to your oral health, but you just have really bad breath and you can't shake it no matter what it is, or you have kind of like a metallic-y taste, like you've been sucking on quarters or something, these are symptoms of gingivitis. So this is something that, again, you can always use your phone to track when you first notice symptoms and how long it's been, or what kind of symptoms, even what time of day you've noticed it. If you realize that it's at certain times of the day, is it only in the morning? Is it in the evening? Is it when you speak for long periods of time, giving a presentation or something? And this can help you to, it can equip you when you do talk to your dentist or you go see your dentist. Because like I said, sometimes we're not able to see our dentists or, you know, medical providers right away. And so you can keep a log, or you can just jot it down if you're somebody who has a planner, or just jot it down on a sticky note, as long as you don't lose it and you remember to bring it with you to your reservation or have it with you when speaking over the phone or email, then this is another way to equip yourself to give your provider, your medical provider, your dentist, the best possible, like all the tools and all the resources to make the best possible conclusion for you and your health. And so those are a few warning signs that I wanted to give you guys that I think are very important. The main being that if you see or feel something off in your mouth that is not normal, that you are not used to, or if you start having bad breath or your mouth is just constantly dry or pain in your mouth, don't ignore it. Because it could be signs of something much worse. And, you know, if it's left unattended and it's left, you just don't care or you're not able to, or whatever the case may be, because I understand that life sometimes comes in the way. But if it's been weeks that you're dealing with this, I'm not a dentist myself. I'm just a person who experiences things just like you do. And so it's always good to try to get that looked at because it can lead to things being worse. You can potentially have your teeth extracted or they could just fall out. An infection in your mouth can lead to infection and bacteria and other health problems within the rest of your body because the mouth is kind of like the leader, like the entrance to our body. It's the entrance to our stomach, the entrance to our kidneys, our liver, our bloodstream. And so if in your mouth is an infection or tooth decay that is harboring bacteria and germs because you have left your mouth unattended for whatever reasons it may be, then that can lead to constant, like when you're drinking water, think about it. So say you have an infection in the back of your mouth, on one of your back teeth. And it's decaying and it's infected. Your gums are inflamed and you drink water, you eat food, you consume milk. I don't know, whatever liquid, whatever you're consuming, whether it's liquid or solid, is getting flushed down with every time you swallow. And so now that bacteria is going with that food, with that drink down into your stomach and it can potentially lead to other problems for the rest of your body. People always say that, I've heard this multiple times around me growing up, that your mouth starts the health of the rest of your body. And the cleaner and more hygienic your mouth is, the better off you are as far as the rest of your body is concerned, because it all, you know, every part of our body is linked together as far as dependency. We've talked about how if something is wrong within your stomach, it can lead to other problems within your body. If your body is weak, as far as being low on nutrients, you're susceptible to getting sick easier. So everything plays hand in hand when it comes to our health. And so with that, I am going to jump to our second break of the episode. And then when I come back, I wanted to discuss the more the vanity side of teeth. And so how to naturally whiten your teeth with some products that we have just lying around the house. So keep it locked here. I'm Pauline and you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. And before I say goodbye to you guys with this episode, I wanted to touch on how to naturally, or some ways that are less chemically based ways to whiten your teeth. Now, I will admit I am a teeth whitening junkie. I love, 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 love white teeth. I do. I have, and if you know me and if you're part of my family or close to me, you have probably heard me say that my goal in life, well, one of my goals in life, my tooth goal is to have teeth that glow in the dark. Now, I know that this is unrealistic. I know that if that did happen, it's probably bad, very, very bad to have teeth that glow in the dark. But, It's a fake goal of mine because I love white teeth. I just do. I'm very particular about white teeth ever since that I'll actually tell you what got me started on teeth whitening is, after I got my braces taken off, my, orthodontist, Dr. Holt, he gives you, I don't know if he still does this. I'm sure he does. Or it's probably even better now since this was when I was, I believe in 8th grade when I got my braces. Yeah, I got my braces off right before I started high school. So this is 8th grade when I got my braces off. So this was years ago. So I'm sure he's upped his game by now. But you get kind of like a party box. Like he gives you a party basket to celebrate the fact that you just got your braces off. And so included in there are like sticks of gum and other chewy candy because, you know, you're technically not supposed to eat chewy candy while you're on your braces. Well, while you have braces, but you know, you take some, you lose some, you bust your brackets. I never busted a bracket, but I did chew gum. Apples are something that you're not supposed to eat. I don't think he gave me apples, but I know that he gave like those gummy lifesavers. He put in there gum, like I said. And then also a box of, I believe it was Crest white strips. And then a certificate to go get your pictures taken, glamour shots. So it's really fun to celebrate, you know, that you, so now your teeth are straight and then you can whiten them and then go have glamour shots taken. So it's really fun. It's really, really cool. And that's actually what started me on being addicted to whitening my teeth. Now with teeth whitening and bleaching your teeth, whether you do it through a dentist or with Crest white strips or whatever your flow may be, especially when you're bleaching, it can be damaging to your teeth and to the enamel, especially if you overdo it. And I actually had to stop myself from overdoing it because I was doing it like every 6 months I was doing it. And you're not going to get whiter teeth than just because you keep doing it. You're actually going to damage your teeth and you can, it can lead to sensitivity of your teeth as well. So now you may be asking what exactly turns your teeth yellow. So because sometimes I love talking about prevention and just preventing your teeth turning yellow in the first place. Drinking coffee and tea can stain your teeth. Smoking cigarettes. Let me back up. So people, you see them drinking their coffee or tea with a straw. That's one of the reasons why. So these are some things that can turn your teeth yellow or brown, light brown. Smoking. Thin in tooth enamel just due to aging in itself. And so your diet, of course, and that we always jump back to our diets and what all the areas that it can affect. And so eating a lot of processed foods because those have, they're highly acidic. And so such as soft drinks and sodas, candy, even certain types of fruits, can damage your enamel, which can also lead to it being stained easier. Okay. And then also just antibiotic use can have some problems and excessive fluoride intake as well. And then just sometimes it's just genetic factors. Sometimes you just may genetically have teeth that are just not as bright or don't glow in the dark can be the problem as well. So I wanted to give you guys a few quick tips on how to naturally prevent stains from settling on our teeth, as well as ways to kind of treat teeth that may be a little bit tinged. And so first things first, of course, brushing after eating or drinking. Now, this can be definitely a little bit more of a hassle. It just depends on your dedication because depending on if you eat at work or at a restaurant, you know, you don't really want to brush your teeth in a restaurant. I don't know. You may not have a problem with that. I don't know. It's totally up to you. But That's just something that after you drink, especially dark color liquids such as coffee, certain colas, and just, I don't know, just any type of darkly colored substance that's not water, basically. And then also just eating, because you don't want things to settle on your teeth. And that's actually good for helping to lessen your chances of, you know, buildup, bad breath, as well as some of those other factors that we spoke about early in the episode that can lead to gingivitis and plaque buildup. Avoiding cigarettes. One is just good for your health. There's plenty of studies out there in regards to cancer being linked to cigarettes. So just that alone should make you want to avoid cigarettes. But it can stain your teeth as well. And if that's the reason why you stop smoking, then hey, good for you. As well as so brushing your teeth after you eat or drink, stop smoking, and avoiding avoiding smoking, avoiding drinking coffee and dark sodas can lead to yellowing of your teeth. Now, using hydrogen peroxide and as an oral rinse, mixing half water to half part of hydrogen peroxide and swishing around in your mouth. Be sure not to swallow it. Just try not to swallow that. I'm sure it tastes nasty, first off, but it can help freshen your breath. And also it kills a lot of bad bacteria because it is a natural antiseptic and antibacterial agent just in itself. And then it can also help prevent against gum disease such as gingivitis as well. And then also the hydrogen peroxide can just help whiten your teeth because it's going to kill some of those that bacteria that's settling into the enamel as well. And then this is something that my mom has tried that I have yet to try, but I will definitely try and get back to you guys on it because it's something that I've been wanting to try and actually report back to you guys about my experience. So I'm definitely going to try this, but oil pulling. So using coconut oil to clean your teeth, and people say that it helps brighten their teeth as well as just overall oral health. It's basically oil pulling before you brush your teeth. And basically what it is simply a spoonful of coconut oil in your mouth. You swish it around your teeth and around your mouth from 5 to 20 minutes, I guess, or as long as you can withstand, and spitting it out. And then, but then some people, they actually will put some on their toothbrush and brush with it, or other people, depending on, I don't know, it's your style, your flow, your way of doing things, will put it on your washcloth and rub it around your teeth, rub around your mouth. And it is also an antibacterial as well. So it can definitely, you have the added benefits of cleaning your gums with oil pulling, as well as antibacterial agents in there that can definitely fight against bacteria and disease buildup. So like I said, it's not something that I have tried yet. My mom has tried it. She didn't keep up with it because she just doesn't like the swishing aspect of it, and she just doesn't like that taste or whatever. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to talk to her and touch base with her about it again, but I will definitely try that for some time. I'm planning on doing it for at least 2 weeks so I can give you guys a really good, decent feedback on it. So oil pulling is another one. And then apple cider vinegar is another antibiotic that can clean your teeth and gums and help remove stains that are kind of more stubborn, more set on stains. And so especially from coffee, so dark stains. And so that's another one that you can definitely try, brushing your teeth just with it. Just, I don't know, some people just dip it in their toothbrush in it, but you have to be very careful with it. That's the thing though, because since it is an acid, it can eat away at your enamel, so you don't want to do it too often, and you don't want to do it too much. You don't want to overdo it, because it can have benefits of whitening your teeth and your gums, cleaning your gums, but then making sure that you do brush back with regular toothpaste and that you rinse it out of your mouth as well, because you don't want it to set. Okay. And then also just my last tip is strawberries have said to, you know, Tyra Banks has even said that this has helped her you know, basically mashing up strawberries and coating your teeth with the paste and then rinsing afterwards. Again, it could be due to the antioxidants. I haven't tried it. I think that I would just eat the strawberries. I wouldn't really let it sit on my teeth. And then lemon and orange peels, which is similar to that effect of, you know, apple cider vinegar, is rubbing the peels on your teeth as well. But you always got to make sure that you have to rinse your mouth out afterwards. And even using a hydrogen peroxide rinse to kind of make sure that that acid doesn't sit and eat away at your enamel. So honestly, with those two, the apple cider vinegar and the acidic fruits, I personally, and again, I'm not a dentist or anything like that. But I personally wouldn't do that too often because you really need to worry about your enamel, which is the main important thing. So those are some tips to kind of help you guys achieve a more white smile more naturally, instead of always using Crest white strips and things like that, because those can definitely eat away at your enamel and with the bleach. And some of us just don't like adding bleach to our teeth, and it can be sensitive on your gums and things like that. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode of the podcast about our teeth. I love teeth. I actually wanted to be an orthodontist when I was younger, but then I realized that I would always have to be in people's mouths. So then I decided not to, but you know, whatever. Teeth are still my thing. I love teeth. So you have been listening to the Golden Saint Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and now I feel like going to brush my teeth. So I'll have to go talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.